Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
You're listening to Coast AM. Hello there, Connie Willis in for Ian Punnett tonight. Hope you are doing well. I hope you're staying warm. I know it's snowing where I am. It's white. It is totally white. I love it. And if you just look at the sky, too, it's like this little whiteout. Absolutely adore snow. If it's going to be cold, it might as well snow. That's just my little slogan. I know a lot of you have to drive in it. That's not fun. I'm sorry about that, but maybe set up the situation where you don't, and you know, it's kind of nice. You know, enjoy it while you can. Don't hate snow. It's good stuff. Thank you for joining us tonight. Should be a really good evening. We've got open lines coming up later. Again, I'm Connie Willis, and my show's Blue Rock Talk and Connie After Dark and Connie Willis, the podcast. You can find all that information at ConnieWillis.com. One of my shows, it's Blue Rock Talk. It takes you out on creepy hotspots, and we have live investigations of strange lights, hauntings, and also Bigfoot. Now, it just so happened that we just had one last week, and it was at the Bradshaw Ranch. And because of that, Jeremiah Horseman, who was with us, on Coast not long ago, and Alexandra, also Tom Dongo, who was on Coast with us not long ago, and Ben Lone Tree and Z all basically took care of me, telling me everything about the Bradshaw Ranch, taking me there and having experiences there at the Bradshaw Ranch. It was absolutely amazing. And yes, things happened. They did. It was amazing. But you can find that on Blue Rock Talk with my creepy hotspots. Now, the reason I told you not just to join me, absolutely, of course, but because while I was out there, I also met up with Melinda Leslie, who our guest is tonight. And this is Sedona. This is already a magical, mystical, spiritual area, right? The vortexes, the strange lights, all of that happening. Healings, spas, resorts, a place to get away from it all. Well, I ended up getting to meet Melinda in Jerome, which is like this haunted town, right? Just very well known for that. Interesting place. There's a whole show on that itself that we've got to do at one point. But that's where I met her. We were all chatting away, and then we barely got to an area that she wanted to take us to, where she does these sky tours, and she looks up at the sky with military grade night vision goggles. So we got to do it for about 15 minutes. That was really about it. And in that time, we saw activity. It wasn't as much activity as she was seeing because we got out there later, but we got to see them. And the third generation is the strongest so far that I've been able to look through with goggles. So I'm hoping at one point I get the fourth and the fifth. I can't wait. I think that's as far as it goes as of right now. One of my blue rockers, Chris Nygaard, he's an expert with that in the military. And it's so fun to hear about all that stuff. I got to connect them at one point. But it was a lot of fun, that little short time. And then tonight, it was an opportunity to bring Linda in, or Melinda in, to tell us what it's all about, because she was really excited and very enthusiastic of what's been going on recently in the skies over Sedona. So Melinda, she's been on Coast many times. You've heard her before. She's a professional psychic, medium, teacher of psychic development and paranormal abilities for about, let's take a guess at 45 years or so, right around that time. She started when she was two. We'll go that route. And she assists her reading clients in transforming their lives with evidence. We're talking help and information from their spirit guides and loved ones who have crossed over. Also been an investigator of paranormal phenomena for over like 45 years as well. Expert in EVP. All that good stuff that we all love, right? She's also an investigator in the field of the UFOs, 35 years of experience, 13 years. She's been the owner of, this is what's interesting, UFO sighting tours in Sedona, where those great tours should be, right? She's conducted 1,760 tours with the use of military night vision goggles. Now I'm reading this. She's the only UFO sighting tour with a money back guarantee. Now I know, I'll just say this to her now. Let's bring her up right now. Welcome back once again, Melinda Leslie. How are you?
Great, Connie. Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. Hopefully you can hear me just fine.
I hear you well, but I got to change something here. So, okay, in the bio, it says you've conducted 1,760 tours, but I thought because of me the other night, it was 1,761.
Yes, it was. So now I'm up to, I'm actually up to 1,764 now.
Oh, okay. Wow. You work fast.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
1,764. Yep.
And you only count it if you see something, and you're like me. It's like, hey, I'm batting 1,000 with my activity with my show, and so you are too.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Luckily we always have signs. As you read, I have a money-back guarantee that I guarantee signs your money back, and thank God we see them all the time or I'd go broke in a hurry.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's brave. You got... courage. That's what that takes to say that. But the Sedona guys, they never disappoint. And so tell me about this, because I know you've done many things and you do many things and you've been on Coast several times, but this week, and I guess what maybe the most recent 2 weeks, or maybe more, you've been seeing quite a bit of activity happening in Sedona. What's going on?
Like I said, we always see stuff anyway. So, you know, normally, you know, over 13 years of doing this to hit 1,763 previous tours, 64, I guess. But who's counting, right? No, just kidding. But normally, you know, we see stuff stop, turn, change direction, fly in formations. We've had full structure. That's when you see all the hard edges on an object. On 45 of the tours, but 63 fully structured crafts, and there were some of those tours were more than one. And then we see formations. We see things zigzag. We flash at them with lasers. We get them to power up, and of course, we're very careful. We never, in case anyone's, you know, wondering about planes and stuff, we never flash at planes. I cover laser safety very precisely with my clients to make sure they're very, very aware of laser safety. And but otherwise, when we rule out something and realize it's not a plane at all, we'll flash at it, and we get things that flash back at us in response. And so, you know, that's like a normal tour. But all of a sudden, 7D I think it's 76. I just, right before coming on the show, I checked the calendar, and I'm pretty sure it's now, because it started the 27th of September, we started to see something different. And it was starting later. Now, normally, there's this angle of sunlight thing. When we do our sightings, we have the most sightings in the first 2 hours as soon as it's dark, because even though it's dark where we are, what we call night is just Earth's shadow, and it hugs the ground. And as we rotate away from the sun, that shadow extends further out into, you know, space. So we always have the most sightings in the first 2 hours. By the way, that's when you would see the most satellites as well, for the same reason. They're reflecting sunlight. So everything in the upper atmosphere is still in sunlight. So this was the end of September going into October. We were seeing stuff that was starting later. We would normally end the tour by 9 at that time. And one night I just happened to be out a little later with my clients. We're still having sightings. We started to talk. And so we're beyond that angle of sunlight thing. And we started to see these amber lights. Amber means anything gold, orange, or red in that spectrum, like the color amber. So we started to see these lights come up from behind the hills and also come in the sky and come down. And my clients were like, what's that stuff? And I'm like, good question. And we started to see this. And it's continued for 76 nights now since it started that we're seeing this stuff. Now, a couple of those, either I didn't have a tour or it was way too cloudy. So it's actually, I feel like I've seen it at least 50, 55 nights out of 75. I say 55 nights. That's being conserved out of 75, or even if I said 50 out of 75. We've seen this. So my tours, I've taken out a few predominant researchers here in town and friends visiting like yourself, you know, to see this. And so anyone I'm taking out with me, whether they're a client, official on one of my tours, or just somebody else, someone I know locally, a friend or researcher, they're seeing it. And I've had a couple of really, really highly informed people go with me with, like, military and intelligence backgrounds, because, interestingly enough, at the same time we're seeing this activity that, again, has just been happening for 70 days. I've been doing these tours for 13 years, and a lot of return clients of mine who've come out during the 70 days, one of them is a return client who I've taken on my tours now like 10 or 12 times. She happened to come now, she's come like four times or even five now within the 70 days, because she was here for like a whole month in town, so she kept coming. And she said, Melinda, in all the years I've been coming on your tour on and off over the years, I have never seen this. And I had friends in the area say, we've come out with you 20 times, 30 times, like Jeremiah, you know, and saying, we've never seen this. You know, so it's like we're seeing stuff that we've never seen before, and it's just phenomenal. It's absolutely phenomenal, and I can talk more about why we're seeing it there and everything. But it's phenomenal what's going on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. What do you think it is and why during this time?
Okay. Well, that's a loaded question. It's complicated. First off, we have, as you know, because you've come out here and you spent quite a bit of time with both my friends Jeremiah and Alexandra, and with Tom Dongo. Tom Dongo's a veteran researcher in the area, well known for writing books about the history of Bradshaw Ranch and the history of there being an underground base here. And I know we're going to get much more into that. But where we're seeing this new activity that's happening all of October, later in the tour, interestingly enough, it's moved up now and happening earlier. This activity that we're seeing, this increased stuff, so we're starting the tour seeing what we would normally see on every tour at about the frequency that we would. But then all of a sudden when this stuff, this new stuff is happening, it is happening for every night for about an hour, give or take. Some nights it's been like 45 minutes, sometimes maybe an hour and 15, but give or take for an hour of time. And then when it ends, it ends. But where we're seeing it is over these hills that are just outside of town. And under those hills and beyond them, there's a lot of lore and evidence that we have a deep underground military base. Some of your listeners may know that that's often referred to as a DUMB, a dumb. That's an acronym for deep underground military base. And now there's nothing on the surface. In fact, back behind those hills, it is wild, rough mountain terrain. I tell everyone, you know, if you look on Google Earth and you look at the images, it's a whole lot of nothing. There's Sycamore Canyon at the entrance to that, which is well known for hiking and whatnot. There's a few scattering of some ranches, but once you get beyond those, there's 7 miles, and yours and my friend Jeremiah's done a lot of research about this. There's 7 miles of nothing, like absolutely nothing. It's deep crevices, rugged mountain terrain, pine forests, some creek beds. I mean, it is nothing. So there's no reason, for instance, another thing I haven't really gotten into is while this is happening, while we are having all these sightings come in the air, come down, go behind those hills, come up from behind those hills, at the same time, military aircraft are coming in and swarming. How do we know they're military? Well, I cover this, you know, I start every tour that I do with about a half hour, sometimes 40 minutes, I try to shorten it up though, of talking about what people are going to see, not going to see, and how to know if it's satellites, how to know if it's drones. I cover all that in great detail. And then planes and helicopters and anything else built and flown by mankind. Well, planes, if they're commercial or private, this is a kind of a general statement, but if they're commercial or private aircraft, they tend to have a single evenly spaced blink. Those are called acquisition lights. They're the strobes on the plane. So other planes aren't, and helicopters aren't running into them. You know, they have to be visible. So they have this evenly spaced blink. Military aircraft have, and I've learned this from taking out aviation experts who taught me the difference, lots of like military pilots and whatnot. And if it has a fast double or fast triple pattern, like a fast double would be like blink, 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 and a fast triple pattern, blink, 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 either one of those would be military aircraft. And so we get really good on my tours about knowing when it's commercial or private versus military aircraft. And what we're getting out over these hills is a swarming of military aircraft, all of them, interestingly enough, or a huge majority of them, having a triple blink pattern. And then it was a friend of mine, well, I'll say this, he lives here, Ron James of MUFON TV. He does media relations for the organization MUFON, Mutual UFO Network, and he's a award-winning documentary filmmaker as well. And so I twisted his arm and said, Ron, you got to come out with me and film this and whatnot. And he did. He was only able to one of the nights, but he did. But right away, you know, he was saying, he was saying, you know, that these are clearly, you know, like helicopters. And he said they're not flying around a lot. Jets would cover a lot of airspace, and these are helicopters. And at first I went, what? No, I thought most of them were jets, because occasionally ones come and circle over us that clearly are jets. So we're getting probably F-16s, F-18s circling around over us. Again, according to aviation experts I've taken out. I mean, what do I know about jets? I've learned it because I take out a lot of highly qualified individuals that every time I do, I learn from them.
Yeah, you got to do this research. Yeah. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Whether there's someone who's, you know, who works with satellites currently, engineering them, building them, launching them, you know, currently, or whether they're, you know, whether they work with aircraft like an engineer, or whether they're a pilot, commercial or private or military. And then I take out a lot of astronomers, a lot of physicists, astrophysicists, plasma physicists, you know. I mean,
yeah, you better know your stuff as well.
Yeah. So I've learned. I 13 years later, 1,760 some odd tours, man, I've absorbed a lot of information, you know, to know these things. And then I turn around and share that with my clients. But Ron was like saying, Melinda, these are hovering. These are a lot of these, because he did this with me in early October. And I was like, you're right. You're right. These are helicopters. And now it's proven itself over and over again. So we still get some jets that are coming in circling. I mean, we get quite a few, but the majority of the ones hovering over those hills are helicopters. Well, I want everyone to understand, like, when you look at Google Earth, of those hills, there's nothing. There's no buildings, no runways. It's rugged mountain terrain where nothing could even land in any form. And you go, why would there be? And when I say a lot of military, it's, you know, sometimes, Connie, sometimes when we've seen this activity going on, right over those hills. So in a distance of what's just, you know, if you hold your hands up and, you know, you measure, it would be, you know, and I've done the pin drops again on Google Earth. It's only like a distance of like 7 miles or less. And yet we're looking at it from a distance where I usually take my tours. And it's just outside of town. It's an area known as Cultural Park for anyone who does know the area. And we're looking out that direction, and just over those hills, what's called Kasner Mountain, Black Mountain, Bradshaw Ranch is right in between those in the middle. Mm-hmm. Over that whole area, again, there's nothing once you get beyond those hills.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.